Is this thing even on?
Well, hello. Welcome back to another episode of the Attic Barrack Podcast, where we talk about reviews, news, perspective, and everything of that nature. This is officially the launch of Season 2.
Woohoo!
I'm your host, Eric Jacksono, and today I have Nina to jumpstart the season.
What's up, y'all?
How you doing, Nina?
I'm okay. Today's my day off.
How was Pilates this morning?
I did not go to Pilates this morning because I slept until 11:30. I've been waking up at 5.
Bro, they're overworking you. Speaking of overworking you, though, today I want to talk about why you shouldn't rush into adulting.
You shouldn't rush into being a slave to capitalism.
Actually, yes.
But before we begin, we need to plug all the places you can listen to this podcast.
Yes, sir. Spotify, Apple Podcasts, all that. The socials at The Attic by Wick. And, you know, say hi to us.
Or don't.
Or don't. When I tell you adulting, what do you mean? What do you think of?
Oh, I feel like I'm in such a headspace where I just hate adults and the idea of adulting right now. When I think of adulting, I think of working and paying bills and cleaning and
buying spices and toilet paper.
Doing Drano when your drain clogs, unclogging the drain. Cleaning the dishwasher filter, setting boundaries.
Setting boundaries? Is that adulting?
Yes.
Not maturing? There's
Same
a difference
shit.
In that. Day.
I feel like adulting is having a routine.
Yeah, I think so.
Like following the boring, monotonous routine of adult life. Waking up and going to your 9-to-5 and coming home and like...
I'm not knocking everyone else at 9-to-5s, but...
It's okay to do a 9-to-5. It's part of being an adult.
It is part of being an adult.
I think that for our generation, that's how our parents' generation was brought up. And like there was very... like just a set of rules you had to follow from a child to being an adult.
Compared to our parents, our generation's more insecure and more uncertain about our future and our purpose.
I also think with the financial crisis in 2008 and just the state of the world since then, we've seen our parents who like had the what was supposed to be conventionally like secure adulthood and career, and then they've like not been doing that great either.
Yeah.
So it's been very confusing, and like, why would we follow that same path?
And there's also this thing where generational wealth has been hoarded by a lot of people.
Yeah.
Your parents made it because
college was... Their parents made it,
or college was, what, $200
yeah.
a year?
In this day and age, adulting is paying off your fucking college loans.
That's scary. I'm really glad that we don't have to do that.
Yeah.
Like, not because we have money, but like universities here are just cheaper than yeah. America.
Oh my god, loans.
I still think it's bullshit for international students to have to pay $60,000 minimum, at least in any college in America. And here
they don't
it's
like foreigners over know, there.
I know. And here it's like not even 1/5 of that.
Adulting is figuring out how to do immigration stuff when you want to go somewhere.
Yeah. Going to another country and you have to fill this.
Yeah, you have to get a visa.
Yeah, like, that's adulting. Fun fact. People are marrying and having kids earlier in older generations. I mean, that's not a fun fact. That's just a fact. The average right now is 30 for people to get married and starting to have kids. Well,
that's good.
In the late 90s, it was 25.
Wow, that's young.
That was young.
You're about to be 25. Yeah, that's like... I can't imagine if you got married.
I'd get married... I graduate college, yeah, next year. So I'm 25 next year. And I can't imagine already being married and having a child... like, having a whole person to take care of.
Oh, my God.
That's so scary.
25 is too young. You haven't even, like, adulted for that long. And then you're going to have a whole kid?
It's very different. Adulting and maturing is very, very different.
Because what also sucks is I feel like... people are just going through the motions and doing these things just to do them because that's like what the progression of life is supposed to be about.
Well, back home, my friend's parents also expect these things from
them. Yeah, but why?
I have a friend who's maybe 4 or 5 months older than me and he was like, bro, I just want to get married right now. Like, I can't wait. Like, I can't date anymore. I just want to have a wife. I just look at him. We were just chilling. I was looking at him. I was like, are you okay? I don't think so. I really, really don't think so.
I mean, I think a lot of people crave stability.
Yeah, but does adulting equal stability?
No.
Because there is a different... Because we're not saying that you shouldn't want to have financial independence.
Yeah.
Right? Independence in general. It is great. But it doesn't mean you have to.
There's a lot of caveats.
Yes, there's a lot of caveats in there.
Independent in the world as an adult.
Back home, I know people who are like 28, 27, married, have kids, and they still live with their parents. But that's because tradition there. It's like you don't leave your nest right away. While when I moved to a more Western country, as soon as you're 18,
you out.
Your parents is like, ah, deuces.
But then it's interesting because in a lot of those situations, kids will go to college, graduate, and then not have any options then, be forced to move back home.
Yeah, there's also that. But there's really nothing wrong with that nowadays.
No. Although, would you still want to live with your parents?
No. It's not good. Personally, I don't think it'd be good for my mental health. Mm-hmm. And if you don't like to have sex.
Mm-hmm.
But the option to move out and have your own place and be very much self-sufficient nowadays is like getting lower and lower.
Yeah.
Right?
So unattainable, I feel like.
Especially in America right now. Mm-hmm. Where,
or even here.
Even here, it's...
Amsterdam. When we say here, we're in Amsterdam.
Yeah. We can't really buy a house or save up to buy a house.
No. Even just saving money is really hard.
Yeah, it is. That's a part of adulting. Mm-hmm. Knowing to save money. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that shit's
and
hard.
And invest.
So, okay, I want to talk about why people should approach adulting a little bit slower so they don't make huge mistakes early in their lives.
For example?
Say I'm 22, 23.
Okay.
If I already in this mental state where like, okay, I see how my parents were when they're my age. I see how other people were on my age and I keep comparing myself to them. Say I've made a big mistake. I lose my saving. I spent all my saving. There's not really a room where I can just step back and learn from that.
Mm-hmm.
If that makes sense.
Why not?
When you're quote unquote adulting, you have to be fully independent.
You're just thrown out to the open ocean.
You're just thrown to the open ocean. And
you have to fend for yourself.
If you fuck up, say if you fuck up in your early 20s, it'll be harder for you to bounce back.
Don't say that.
Is it not true?
I don't know. I don't know. You're scaring me.
Wait, why am I scaring you?
I'm only 20, and I'd like to think if I make a really bad decision, I'll be able to come back from it.
Yeah, and that's good. But
I haven't rushed into adulting per se.
Exactly. Take me, for example. I'm 24, graduating college 25. Say if I want to, I don't like my major, I want to change my major. I want to just do something else than what I'm doing right now.
Oh, you're going to be at school for a long time.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'm going to be in school, say, 3 more years, so I'll be 28 when I'm done with my new major. And then I have to start my life and when I'm 28.
Yeah. I don't think that's bad, though.
That is not bad. But, like, some people see it as bad.
Yeah.
You know?
That's true.
That's what I mean. There's not really, room in society, or at least where I grew up in, where I could just, I can start over.
Yeah.
And redo, like, do something that actually brings purpose to me. Like, I'm happy doing this.
Mm-hmm.
It's fuck engineering. But I just have to, like, power through this shit.
Yeah.
Because I was raised in a society where, okay, if you graduate in 28, that's it. Like, you already waste so much of your adult life. You're starting late. But you're not starting late. It's just,
you're starting when you figured out what you wanted to do.
Exactly.
And honestly, I think it's better figure it out and do what you want to do than do some shit that you thought you had to do.
Yeah. You're breaking social expectations.
Yeah.
And that's what...
Fuck society.
So that's what I'm trying to convey. I'm sorry, it wasn't clear, like, in the beginning. Yeah, but that's what I'm actually trying to convey is, like, go with your own timeline. You don't have to graduate. You don't have to have kids. You don't have to have a family. You don't have to have a home by a certain set, certain age.
Mm-hmm.
Just because society expects you to.
I agree.
Right?
Yes. Do you think you'll get married?
I think so. Not rushing it, though.
Mm-hmm.
I want to graduate first. I want to enjoy
But you're
my...
next in line in your family.
I'm the first child, actually.
You're supposed to be married by now.
I am supposed to be married by now. I'm already 24. I'm supposed to have like a house and a kid and my own car.
I'm fucking it all up.
Yeah. Well, sucks to be them. But my youngest brother has been dating his girlfriend since middle school. It's like in college.
They're going to get married?
Yeah. He's first in line. Damn. We already said him. Like, he's like 18, 19. He's already first in line if he wants to, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm good with that. He's taking the pressure all off me.
Nice.
Another tip I can give you is starting over is okay.
Starting over is okay. What's the worst that's going to happen?
You're going to live your life.
Exactly.
Yeah, find your passion. Just don't let anyone tell you that it's stupid. Don't let anyone tell
you. Don't let anyone tell you shit, honestly. Except your close friends whose advice you trust.
Yes. So that's who would call you out.
Yes.
Every now and then. But even then, fuck them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You do, you guys.
Do you have any tips?
No. I guess I'm still trying not to rush into adulting. I will say, I think that we'll have to see how it goes with our generation, because something really unique is we've been exposed to so much more media and information and stuff than any previous generation. Like, just having TV or even like driving and seeing all these billboards, you're just seeing so much more shit than like our grandparents saw.
Yeah.
On a day-to-day basis. So I don't know if that means we'll be able to like relish our childhood on the internet, or if it means like, just because we're seeing so much shit, we're naturally going to grow up way faster.
I think we will.
We'll have to wait and see.
We'll have to wait and see.
Yeah.
Well, I have a question.
Yeah.
Do you think it's going to be worse going forward?
Yes. Yeah. Well, I think...
We have climate change.
We have climate change.
That we have to worry about.
Yeah. And the world is so insecure right now.
We don't have money.
We don't know jack shit that's going on. It's still a pandemic that has no end in sight, really.
That's true.
That's stressful as fuck. So, not even the adults can tell us when this thing's going to end, which I think is very confusing for everyone.
It's our fault for putting them in charge. No, actually.
No, it's their fault. It's our grandparents' fault for popping out so many fucking kids that now there's just so many boomers that have so much control.
And have nothing.
And have just, I don't know. I don't want to
disrespect
old people.
Y'all fucked up, though.
And I
think they fucked up.
One thing that I really hated in the pandemic was just the adults fucked up so bad. I feel like they hasn't really taken responsibilities for all the ways that they messed up and took wrong steps and did not lead to a decrease in cases. And I think it makes people really not trust the people in charge, which is bad, because we all want stability and we all want to trust that there's experts who knows what's good for us.
Yeah.
That's why we need more young people to be running for school and be in government and be doctors.
They just fumbled the bag.
Yeah, and I think our generation is way more compassionate than, like...
The older generation? Yeah. They were not...
They just cared about themselves and making money.
Yeah, they were not taught how to be more empathetic.
Capitalism. They're just slaves to capitalism.
I need people to normalize how hard it is being an adult.
Yeah.
Because it's...
But it just... And it just sucks because it just shouldn't be whack to live your adulthood stressed and overwork and all that shit. I don't know who decided that's what life should be about.
You know those memes where it's like, oh, when I was 6 year old and I see people my age and I thought they were
living the life,
they have everything together, but then now you're that age. I've been having that a lot lately. I used to look at, oh my god, I'm like 23-year-olds, 24-year-olds. Yeah. Like, even when I was 16, I look at like early 20-year-olds and I'm like, holy shit, they already have like their life 21. Together. They're not.
No, it sucks. Having your life together is hard.
It is.
And stressful. And you have to do mad shit.
There's no magical age where you're just suddenly a grown up. There really isn't. You can say you start adulting when you're 21, but it doesn't mean you're going to start maturing when you're 25, 26. People don't get thought that. They are expected to know what the fuck is going
on. Yeah, that's true. That's true.
They just throw you in the middle of the ocean, like you said earlier.
Even like shit, like when I moved into an apartment and like I didn't know how to change the dishwasher filter. And I was like, am I supposed to know this? No one taught me this.
No one taught you that. No school, no. Well, your parents probably should
teach you that. Yeah.
But like, you don't really see your parents when you're growing up. You see people from school.
Yeah.
Most of the time.
Yeah.
They should be
and
teaching
they,
you.
They don't know. Fuck all. We're all in the same boat. Like, don't know how to do anything.
So we're literally just on a boat going somewhere.
At least we have Google.
We do have Google, but they're also spying on us, so.
I don't care about that.
Yeah.
Adults really care about, like, the being spied on by...
I do. I lucky do. I had Safe here for one episode for that. He worked, and he told me.
Fuck.
It's kind of scary, but it also brings me a lot of convenience.
Yeah, exactly.
So I don't want to trade that. You fucking kidding me? Imagine you have to go through a phone book to find something. No, bro.
Imagine you wanted to know something specific and you had to like go to the library
and look into the encyclopedia.
Yeah. God.
No. Well, that has been another episode of the Attic by Wick podcast. Guys, thank you for listening. Sorry I've been on a hiatus for...
He's been adulting hardcore.
Yeah, I've been adulting hardcore. This is why I decided to...
make this podcast.
Yeah, because I was just frustrated. I'm still here, though.
Season 2!
Woohoo! Well, listen to us. Spotify. YouTube? Listen to us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts.
You don't have YouTube.
I do have a YouTube, but I don't use it.
Okay. If you're listening, how do you guys feel about us making YouTube videos?
We can do that as well. So we can also
diversify. We should make cooking videos. Okay, anyway.
We can diversify it. Okay, yeah. Also, like and subscribe. Do people do that?
Tell your friends.
Tell your friends and family.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And don't grow up too fast.
Please don't. Follow us on our socials. And I've been your host, Eric Wichaksano.
And I'm Nina.
And she's Nina. I'm not going to speak for her. See y'all next time.
Bye.
That's a wrap. Before I beg you guys to download and share this podcast, I want to talk about my Patreon. So by using Patreon, you can support me and support this podcast. This is just another reason for me to keep pumping out hopefully quality content for you guys to listen to. And, you know, I do have some goals. Like if I reach a certain amount of patrons, I want to upgrade our equipment here in the studio. And if you can't, that's okay too. I am so thankful to have you guys even want to listen to me and my friends babble about things that run through my head. Thank you so much for listening. See you next time. Bye.